All right. It is 7:06 p.m. on June 11th. Welcome to the KPFT LSB regular meeting. Scheduled for 7 o'clock, starting just a little bit late. I'll note that public comment is at a fixed time. Agenda items in order might be pulled before or after. The public comment period of 30 minutes is required. Public comment starts at 8 o'clock, and then we try to get out of here before 10 o'clock. Other times on your agenda are estimates. Agendas also should have gotten out to everybody on the LSB, but should also be available on KPFTX. So first item then would be, since we have counted our quorum, can we do our roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Melissa Bowie? Not hearing Melissa. Lillian Kerr?
She's here. She's waving.
She's here. She's waving. Yourself? She needs to unmute.
Sorry, here, present.
There you go. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
She's present.
Sorry. Okay. Lillian Kerr requested excused absence. Adriana Casanade? Not hearing Adriana. Rajat Chopra? Not hearing Rajat. Glenn Ektian requested excused absence. Lyndon Boley? Not hearing Lyndon. Jerry Fowler? Not hearing Jerry. Rhonda Garner? Not hearing Rhonda. Robert Gartner? Not hearing Robert. Rob Lee?
Present.
Thank you, Rob. Mike Lewis?
Mike Lewis is here.
Thank you, Mike. Anita Long? Not hearing Anita. PK McCary?
Here.
Thank you, PK. Marianne Martinez?
Present.
Thank you, Sean McPherson.
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Sean. Tori Mercer?
Here.
Thank you, Tori. Stuart Nance? Not hearing Stuart. Rick Norris?
I'm here.
Thank you, Rick. Jane Schuyler is requesting excused absence. Debbie Smith?
Here.
Thank you, Debbie. Ron Stubers?
I am here.
Thank you, Ron. Michael Woodson?
I'm here.
Thank you, Michael. Colby Wright?
Here.
Thank you, Colby. Susan Young?
Here.
Thank you, Susan. And Sandy Wyman?
Present.
Thank you, Sandy. Is there anyone who did not hear their name?
Present. Yes.
Is there anyone on the LSB who did not hear their name called? Okay. Mr. Chair, we do have quorum.
Great. Thank you kindly. The first item then is that we do have, three people who have requested excused absences. And I ask, that would be, Lillian Kerr, Glenn Etienne, and Jane Schuyler. I ask that, is there any objection to allowing those to be excused absences? So, not hearing any objection, we will, make those. Mike, did you, Sir Lewis, you have a, okay, then we will make those excused absences. Our agenda, as I said, has gone out. I can read through the items in the agenda so we'll know what's coming up. First item is called order. At approximately 7 p.m. The second item would be roll call and determination of quorum. Third item is agenda approval. Fourth item would be approval of the minutes for the May 14th meeting. Fifth item is the questionnaire discussion. I sent a questionnaire out, so we'll have a little talk about that. Item six is staff recognition. Item seven is interim general manager's report. Item eight would be LSB committee reports. for development and outreach, MSRC, governance, and the Committee of Inclusion. Item 9, at approximately 8 o'clock, would be public comment for 30 minutes. Item 10 is the PNB Director's Report. Item 11, unfinished business. Item 12 would be new business. Item 13 would be confirming the next LSB meeting date, which is set currently for July 9th. And then item 14 would be to adjourn this meeting. Are there any objections to proceeding with this agenda? Hearing none, we will move forward then. So the agenda is approved. The minutes went out by email after the last meeting. Are there any objections to approval of the minutes? All right. Not hearing any objection, we will mark the minutes of the May 14th meeting as approved. Item 5 then comes up to the questionnaire. There was a questionnaire that was sent out to all of the members of the LSB. Teresa can speak to this a little bit. I'd like to give just kind of an overview if I could. Teresa, is that?
Yes.
Is that okay? Go ahead. Okay. So the idea is that we've got a substantial number of people on this board, and we have a number of things that the board is tasked with doing, raising funds, increasing listenership, determining community needs, that sort of thing. So what we're looking for is, why are people on the board? What strengths do you think you bring to the board? How do you think that's going right now? And how do you think it might go better? Additionally, we're always interested in specific things that you think you can come up with to either raise funds or increase our listenership. Getting out to people and getting them to listen to the station in one way or another is helpful all around. So that's essentially the gist of the questionnaire. Teresa, what are things on there that I missed?
I'm sorry. I think you covered the gist of it. I think the thing is, It would be helpful if we were firing all pistons at the same time or in sequence, or to mix the metaphors, if we were focused rather than being a circular firing squad. So I think the objective, and this is that I've seen in several, you know, board development books, it's an opportunity for you to do a little self-evaluation and kind of focus on either what brings you joy or where your talent is, or if you've noticed that somewhere we need to pick up some slack. So I hope you'll fill it out. If you don't send it in, at least I hope you'll fill it out so maybe you can find a place that you can contribute most efficiently on the board. Okay?
Okay. And we have a couple of people with their hands up. PK, would you?
Who worked on the questionnaire?
Teresa did some of it. I did some editing, but it's primarily from a resource for boards.
Okay, it sounds a little colonizing, you know, like. George Mason changed their DEI so that they wouldn't be upset by their president, not mine, but with the intention of DEI being wrong. And so they didn't just get rid of DEI, they changed it to ACC. Access, compliance, and community. And in a way, that's a good method to look at what are word views. What do these words mean? Diversity is not the preview of purview of this foundation these days. It's not a lot of us marginalized groups and groups that have dealt with cultures that are racist rather than anti-racist. We had this thing about bullying at the last meeting, and it seems that we forgot it when we got on a governance meeting and the hell, you know, that everything went to hell in a handbasket, so to speak. And I just think that we need to be more considerate about who's not here rather than who's here. Oh, we've got two black people, so we can't be racist. Or we have Spanish. People who are Spanish need to speak English. I'm not trying to be judgmental, and I'm certainly not trying to be provocative in what I'm saying. But I am a little tired. I really am. I am tired of having this part of not being comfortable with the people that I need to work with in order to make the things about membership and increasing funding and all of the things that are the outcomes of if we create a better rapport among us. And that takes work, and it's not something that should be ignored. So no offense to either you, Teresa, or Ron, but we've got to look at who are the voices that you are listening to, not just research, but talking with one another. And I'm not trying to be a savior, and I'm not trying to teach people how to not be or to be a certain way. I'm going to try and emulate the best of us, but I am concerned about whether or not we're going to ever change the trajectory of what's been happening at KPFT.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your take on that. Susan, you also?
I just want to note that Rhonda Garner has arrived.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rhonda.
And she spoke up, so that took care of that. All right. Are there other...
I have my
Rob,
hand up.
You have a take on it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. One, I hear PK, and I think we do need to have better rapport. I have been uncomfortable when we've had too much heat in our discussions, and I'll bring up again an idea that not during a board meeting. I think we should have a board retreat to talk about what PK is talking about, to talk about various things, how the board can be more effective. And so I'm going to throw that out and hope that that would be something that we could do not during a board meeting. And, you know, I'd be more than happy not during this meeting and even visit with PK on this. You know, what would be an appropriate way to do that? I throw that out. And the other thing is, I thought that we should debate what's wrong with a circular firing squad. Okay.
Effective though it might be.
I'll hold some of this stuff for new business, but I've got some ideas for new business, so I'm just throwing that out to you, and I'll let us continue.
Okay. I appreciate that. That would be the appropriate place for it then. Well, so the survey, admittedly is a blunt instrument, as all of them are. It's trying to get a picture of who do we have on our board and what strengths do they, do you believe, it's not they, it's do you, believe that you bring and that would help move the station forward? You know, Sandy's working away with his folks on the station every day. It's our job to support that mission. So I've received a few of these back. I'm hoping to receive more of them by the next meeting. That way we can sort of collect up answers and get sort of a gist of what we're working with. Mr. Mercer.
Yeah, let's see. I'm unmuted. So I'm just wondering, where this goes. Just, is it part of a hierarchical, thing where this information goes up the ladder and somebody, you know, on top of us reviews it? Or does it go out horizontally to everyone so that everyone can evaluate, or just, you know, observe what everybody else is thinking about themselves?
That's a good question. I think I put in the email that it went out with that we're, or maybe it was in my imagination, but at least, the idea is that, we get a general picture of people's thoughts on these various questions and we can collect that up for us. Cause really this is for us, right? I mean, this is for, mm-hmm. what strengths do we have here? What capabilities do we have here? How can we best contribute? It doesn't really need to go. And I'm sure that, you know, the national board being part of, all of this as well, but it's not like packaging up and sending off to somebody.
Did the national board ask for this?
They did not. No, okay. This is us trying to figure out, you know, we have this meeting every month and some people talk and some people don't. And, some people are working on some things behind the scenes and a lot of you have been around longer than I have on this. So, you know, kind of where people are and what they're working on. Not everybody has been around for a while and knows who all these players are and what capabilities they have and who's doing what. So, the thought is the more information, the better. Seung, you have?
Yeah, I just wanted to pick up on what Rob suggested. So early on, when the governance committee started, and I agree the last governance committee was not a model of civil behavior, there was a conversation very similar to the one that we had now, and Rob suggested getting together in your offices for roundtable discussions that might happen between committee meetings. I encourage you and PK to pick up on that idea. I think it was an excellent one. And rather than, you know, having motions and blah, 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 why don't you invite people? Why don't you and PK invite people to a conversation?
PK, you like that?
Conversation's good.
I've been around 30 years. We've had these conversations, but we backslide. You know, that's a cogent word, you know, when we do well and then we don't do well. I think that everybody really needs to kind of work on themselves. I'm hoping that we can use people like the one that Stephanie, I think she would be a good no conflict, or not even about conflict, but she doesn't have a dog in this race or a pony in this race, whichever you prefer, a dog or a horse. I don't mind being a part of it, but I've done this, guys, with some of you, and it has been disturbing that I still feel like we're just not moving forward. And we can see it with looking at the faces on here right now. And I don't know how to, it's not about increasing, you know, black or brown people or Asian people or any of the others, but there does seem to be something that it's not about who I see, it's who I don't see. And I think that this is the chance for KPFT to represent the diversity of Houston, Texas, and beyond. But I don't want to do it, and that's not because I don't think I can do it. I just think that I'd like to be part of something that can be put together by all of us. Maybe make suggestions as to who you think might be a good facilitator, or find two facilitators and to do that. But right now, I'm doing a movement called the Sankofa Initiative. All you have to do is go to my website, PK and Company, and look up that we could, from our history, from a historical context, look at what we did well and see what we can do better. If we can talk with Stephanie, that might be a good idea. But
Thank you. These are all things you can put in the survey, send in. We can also do them in the meeting. Teresa, you had?
We didn't appoint a timekeeper, but I think we're beyond time for this.
We're right on the edge. So, so I would like to keep moving forward. So anyway, surveys are out. They are what they are. If you would go ahead and fill out what you think your strengths are and your thoughts on that and send it in, I would appreciate it. If you don't wish to participate, that is your call as well. All right. So that is item number 5. Item 6 is staff recognition. Can we get Sandy, you've got your hand up.
Yeah. Thanks. I want to just jump in. Jill Morgenstern, who did Bayou Brew on Saturday mornings, passed away this morning, early this morning. And just want to recognize her efforts. So that's really sad news. It's a hard one to take.
All right. Thanks, Sandy. I'd like to, let's see, Teresa, you have your hand up, but still, I think that's just not taken down yet. But, I would like to put something in that I unfortunately did not get to, because of some family things, get to go to the 55th, but, Robin was very helpful in getting me some tickets and getting me all set up there and ready to go for that. So I would like to express my appreciation for her efforts in that regard. So I think that's generally speaking what she does, and she does well. So I would just like to say thank you for that. Debbie, you have your hand up?
Yeah, I also want to thank Sandy, Robin, and Marlo, because I did get to go to the 55th, and they did a great job. Everything looked like it ran really smooth, and they got great talent was there. It was just a great night. They did an exceptional job.
Great. Thank you. Susan, I think you're next in line.
Yeah, I want to recognize that Jerry Fowler is here. I don't know that he has said his name yet. Maybe he did and I didn't hear it.
My apologies. I misread the time as 7:30.
Other things are 7:30, so it's not a surprise. Elise is just amazing. I mean, you're people who pitch including you, are doing a great job. And I know you're staying on task, and it's really hard. It's a longer fun drive with a bigger goal. And I understand from you, Sandy, that we don't just have a few heavy hitters, but that people across the grid are contributing. And I think that that is a very good development. It means that people are learning and paying attention and upping their game.
Great. All right. Thank you. Rhonda?
I wanted to thank any and everyone at KPFT who has been working on the website and the social media presence. And I noticed that during the drive, I know that, you know, you were a little more restricted in the pitching and so on and so forth, but y'all really seem to use social media well. Or, you know, good job. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Tori,
I went to a premiere, or I guess a screening, of the prison show movie. And I just want to let everybody know that it was really excellent. This French filmmaker came to Houston several times to make this film. And it was just, you know, it was stellar. And so I can't say that I listened to the prison show, but I'm glad it's there. And, you know, been a big supporter of it, you know, for, you know, I'm glad it's there. It's kind of like the Center for Disease Control, you know, I don't want to hang out with them, but, you know, I'm glad they're there. And, it's one of these very important shows that's at this point, you know, one of the few things about Texas that really impresses people in Europe, you know, the prison show. Of course, they don't have the prison problem like we do, so they don't need a documentary about it. But anyway, hats off to the prison show, folks.
All right. Thank you, Tori. Anybody else have something there? Okay. If not, then that moves us to our next item. That would be the item 7, the interim general manager's report. Mr. Weinman, take it away.
Okay, there we go. It's an unmuting world, isn't it? Well, first off, let me say that we're still operating per financially, paying all our bills in a cash neutral situation. We'll go into all that in a little bit, but we're paying everything with no debt, and that's a good path to stay on for as long as we possibly can. So we've been in our May-June fund drive now for exactly 3 weeks today. Tonight, at midnight, will be the end of the third week. We will be spilling over into Thursday and Friday, and I don't really see us going much beyond that. So we should be at goal by about then. Currently, we have... We've got to look at some $162,145 of the $170,000 that we're fishing for. So we're in pretty good position to make our goal and do that by Friday. And I want to thank Elise Bench and Marlo, Howard, and Robin Lewis. They've been pitching. We've got a little rotation going. I was just texting with Elise and Marlo for tomorrow morning. And by staying on this, this drive is working. And during the thank yous, that's correct. Many more shows are doing by saying Hank Lamb. He put on a benefit at Dan Electro's, and it was highly successful. He raised close to $3,000. And this is a really good example of filling in the blanks around on-air funding for those that can't seem to, for one reason or another, make a goal. And by doing so, over time, create a bar tab. We all need to be self-sustaining. So, for the third straight month, the cumulative listening was registered over 100,000. This is new. We went two months in a row. That was new. So we're on a bit of a winning streak. I don't think next month will be as kind. We've had some more internet problems. And of course, Fun Drive. And we could already see it in the numbers. People run away during Fun Drive. good reason for not having fun drives. We wanted to listen, not run away. The 55th birthday party was an outrageous success on every level. Financially, we raised over $50,000 from that one event. It represents about 1 month's worth of revenue. So from that standpoint, absolutely a success. But moreover, we had a sold out house and we had a really happy, happy crowd in there and nothing but smiles and lots of people that have been in our orbit for a long, long time showed up. So it was a really joyous evening. For those of you that missed the event, for $55, you can get an audio download. For $90, you can get a thumb drive with the video. And this is, I was listening to the audio tonight. It's pristine soundboard audio. The Heights Theater crew, hats off. They're amazing. No less than that. We completed our blood drive. They collected enough blood, according to the Houston Regional Blood, Gulf Coast Regional Blood Bank, enough blood to save 24 lives. A lot of people showed up. Unfortunately, a number of people were turned away for one reason or another in terms of giving blood. But the response was pretty stout this year. The parking lot was actually crowded. FCC, that's three letters that we all wish we never heard of, but just the same, they're present in our lives in a big way. This fund drive sounds different. You're hearing underwriting announcements. We're not talking about tickets. We're staying away from Plugola and Payola. And friends, let me tell you, this is the best thing that could have ever happened to this radio station. Because people are pitching the station and they're keeping it simple, maybe a t-shirt, and it's working. So we're going to be running away from tickets. And if we do keep getting tickets for donation, you'll see them on our website. You'll see them there 365 days a year. You don't have to wait for a fund drive to support KPFT by donating for tickets. The objective in the long run is to take that page that someone commented on was streamlined, and it really, really is, and turn it into another source of constant revenue like our sustainers. So we'll have a second stream feeding during the month, and hopefully we can get that predictable and reliable and even go as far as to hire somebody to maintain and manage all that. It's a task unto itself, online store in effect. So FCC training, we've had a couple of uncomfortable conversations with some of our on-air volunteers, trying to make sure that they understand in full underwriting law, commercialism, and they do not cross the line. And it's tough. It's really difficult for each and every one of us, myself included, after 2.5 decades or more of ingrained habit. So somebody should have done this a long time ago. I'm kind of glad it's here. Thank you, Colby. He's on the call tonight. Elise and Robin for that website. You guys have done an amazing job, just an amazing job. And that pivot on this fund drive to where we had to use our website and our social media to make sure that we kept our revenue up during the fund drive through things like tickets and other items, it's happening. Okay, we successfully made that pivot, and that was a big worry. Coming up, this fund drive will conclude probably Friday. Get your donations in, please. Urge everybody else you know to do the same. $5 a month sustainer, there's a $50 match, and that, you know, $5, come on. Watermelon Dance and Summer Social is July 18th and 19th. We're looking for volunteers for that event to work the door Friday night and Saturday. And we'll need quite a few. It's hot out there. We're going to probably work in teams of two. And, you know, I don't know how long someone wants to sit out there and at the desk, but 18th and 19th. And I think you can get with Teresa to sign up. August 9th. Tom Hartman is here with Grant Peoples at the Emerson Unitarian Church. Tickets, again, are a $5 a month sustainer or $60. Should be quite an evening. For those of you that don't know Grant, he's a political wise guy with a guitar and the ability to write a song or two. And for those of you that don't know Tom Hartman, listen to HD2. He's on 4 days a week, all 3 hours, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Let's see, Dead on the Lake. Everybody, September 6th, we put a dent in the seating on that one, but there's still room if you want to go on that cruise, 3-hour cruise on Clear Lake. Tell your friends. This one will be hosted by Matt Appel, Tom Richards, and myself. And food, adult beverage, entertainment, and a 3-hour tour on the lake. What could possibly go wrong? Cumulative listenership this month was 101,400. Again, above 100,000. Down a tick from the 122,000 or so the month before. Market share was steady at 0.4. Again, that's the sixth straight month at 0.4. So we're not losing, but I sure wish it would tick up a point or two. Available cash, according to Markeisha, and remember, funds are still coming in. I just put, I don't know, $1,800 in the bank this afternoon. $224,487.44 as of Monday. All the tower rents have been paid. I believe that includes central services, although I'm not sure. But most of the major bills have been paid for June. So we roll on to July. Sustaining income was $24,541 from 1,466 donors in the month of June. That will most certainly change as a result of this drive. And I'm confident that number will increase maybe as much as $1,000 a month, which is a lot on a sustaining basis. Again, thanks to Marlo, Teresa Allen, Rob Lee, Di, Augie, Kurt Goodrum, Natalie, and others that are coming in and calling lapsed donors. Teresa will probably tell you she got one $2,000 retrieval on a member, and altogether they raised around $5,000 over the last month. So good stuff. Call lapsed donors, low-hanging fruit, and whatever we can do for micro-events that you guys can dream up and, you know, maybe raise $5,000 or $3,000 or whatever it is and fund the station. It's all welcomed. We're going to need it. Thank you. I'll take questions.
Thank you, Sandy. Susan, you have your hand up?
Yeah, a couple of things. First, Sandy, I'm so glad you gave a recap about the changes in order to meet the FCC compliance. And this, when the FCC ruling came down, it was a big shock across the system, and it is still working itself out. At the time, Otis said, "This is making us do better radio. We're not selling product, we're producing radio." And I'm intrigued to learn about how you've taken it one step further, that moving away from tickets. I just think that, you know, congratulations, that's brilliant. I know it's been hard. So that's one thing. The other thing is, you told me, and maybe Michael can comment on this, that Michael Woodson on Friday will have one of the organizers of the No Kings Day rally on his show. And I wonder if he might have the chance to make a mention. And I suggest that one of the ways that we can build listenership and people being excited about us is to forward, on Facebook and, you know, any of the social media that any of us have, of mm-hmm. which I've got none. Amy Goodman and, you know, any of the other coverage of No Kings Day. This is a big day, deal.
All right. Thanks, Susan. Teresa, did you have a question?
Yes. I'm sorry. I mean, I'd like Sandy to mention again, the Grant Peoples and Tom Hartman. You said it's a $60 ticket, or did you say a $10 a month sustainer or $5 a month?
$5 a month sustainer. Or $5 a month for a year. $60.
Thank
you. We prefer the sustainers, of course. We get your match. This program is absolutely working.
Okay.
And that gets you a ticket to it. One ticket. Yeah. Okay, thanks. All right.
So the conversation Friday, again, 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. on Michael's show, he's on our call here, is going to be Jesse Casanata, who's the organizer of the No King's Day demonstration. He's bringing a spokesman, I think, but this is a very well-organized group. So, and as we know, this is causing major headlines across the country, including San Antonio.
Okay. Thanks. So, Debbie, you have your hand up?
Yeah. Where is Tom Hartman's thing at?
It's at the Emerson Unitarian Church. That's a Bering and Westheimer. It's a Bering address, but it's where Bering and Westheimer meet. So it's just west of the Galleria.
So the Emerson Unitarian Church?
Emerson Unitarian Church.
Unitarian, okay.
Got it. All right. Thank you, sir, for that report. So that takes us to item 8. Tracy, you still have your hand up. Do you have another thing or you're good? You're good. All right. Thanks. So that takes us to item 8, which are the committee reports. First committee that I have up is development and outreach. So,
I just wanted to,
Teresa. Yeah, there you are.
Yes. The main thing we're working on is Pride right now. We're focusing all of our efforts on Pride, although we will probably be doing Lapsed Donors also. But Pride is on the 28th. We need volunteers. We're working very carefully with the co-producer of Queer Voices, or the producer of Queer Voices, Brian, and we're attempting to get people signed up for the KPFT email list, the Queer Voices list, to promote not only the show, but their podcast, and at the same time, asking people who they want to hear on the air. So we're trying to engage listeners, and we're working very specifically with this program, because I think the Pride Parade, as I have seen it, is it's a very vibrant event. People really engaged, and it should be quite good. So if you would like to be one of those people with a clipboard just to try to get people to sign up and not only make them aware of KPFT, but maybe be notified of, you know, speakers on this show, please contact me as soon as possible. We'll have some new volunteers doing this, and I hope we have about 10. It'd be nice if we had about 10 people, and we could just send everybody out to get about, you know, 20, you know, approach 20 people, have some good conversations with them, and promote that show as well as KPFT. So I'm looking forward to it. That's where we're focusing our efforts, but we'll also be at the Cottonwood Club, at the Watermelon Dance and Social. And we anticipate being supporting, promoting the Tom Hartman Grant Peoples event. I intend to be there. I'm just going to skip Millbend and go to that event because it's going to be worth it. And that's all we have right now for development and outreach.
All right. All right, thanks, Teresa. Then we have MSRC. Susan, is it here?
Yeah, we have not had a meeting, and my update on the GM search process, I think Stephanie gave us a good rundown on what her process is for, you know, looking at the 16 candidates to see where they fit in terms of broad qualifications and a series of questions, and I think she's got panel reviews. She has done some panel interviews with several, but I think that, you know, she has some folks who are staff who are participating in those, and so it's been very hard to line up the time and work around the fund drive. So we don't have another meeting scheduled, and I hope that we'll hear results from Stephanie relatively soon.
All right. Thank you for that. Then we have governance. Already mentioned. Let's see. Marianne was here. Marianne, are you here? Okay, yeah. We'll see if we can circle back to that for discussion later. Then fourth item would be, D would be Committee of Inclusion. We have PK, do you, who's,
I believe Adriana Casanave was.
Okay, Adriana is, okay. Sorry, I have the wrong person on my, and Adriana is not in this meeting, so.
Are you asking me to unmute? Were you questioning me? I couldn't hear.
The question was the Committee of Inclusion. Adriana is not here, in this meeting. Do you know if there's anything to, or would, we'll leave that to her?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't been, I've had a aunt that, was diagnosed with cancer and I had to leave and go. So I haven't seen any other, meetings. So sorry.
Okay. No, thank you. Thank you for that. So if we collect those couple of folks, then we can, circle back to those. If the LSB is willing to do so. Other than that, it's not quite time for a public comment. The next item would be the director's report. Do you want to start 5 minutes of that, or Susan, you have your hand up?
Yeah, I had gotten a note that maybe Sean Kelly McPherson, Robert Gartner, and Mike Woodson hadn't been recognized. I may not have heard it, but I just wanted to make sure that everybody who's attending has been recognized and spoken.
Well, I didn't really have anything to say.
Hello.
I think we
enjoyed
you.
Enjoy it for just a minute.
So I think we've got Michael and Sean, or Matt.
Robert
there.
Gartner? Robert Gartner.
I do not have Robert. Robert, can you say hello? Can we get a present from you, Robert?
Robert needs to unmute. Robert, can you unmute and say hello? I do see that he is on the call.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll have to come back to that then. So, that leaves us 6 minutes until, public comment time, which is probably, Susan, would you rather start after?
There may not be, the report may not have a lot of questions, so why don't I just give it quickly. I sent out a report about the Pacifica National Board meeting last week, June 5th, and there were a couple of matters. There were updates from committees. One committee particularly had met, and that was the Audit Committee. They got a full rundown from the executive director about how the audit is progressing. There was a year when we couldn't pay for it. When we sold the KPFK building, there was enough money to pay for, to catch up 1 year and to make the second one. That means, though, that all of the prep is a little longer because we have to catch up with all the financial information. The executive director also provided to the Audit Committee a suggested charter that is sort of a best practices concept that the committee is reviewing. I'm not a member of that committee. I just listened in. They will reconvene soon, give feedback on the charter, which would be something that the committee would decide it embraces or not. And also there is the election for the chair and the committee secretary. NFC is meeting regularly, but they have not forwarded a budget yet. We don't have any actions coming from them. The governance committee had some change in who's a part of it. KPFK swapped out their directors who attend, and that meeting is being scheduled. Julie Hewitt is the convener, and I anticipate that it will be a very active committee because it's inviting people to recommend bylaw changes. And we had a major issue that we dealt with, and that was the KPFK local station board had voted to have an in-person meeting, but had not addressed what it took to do that. In other words, they didn't get agreement from their board about where this should be. They didn't have a plan for security, which unfortunately is necessary now. KPFK has had actual assaults at their gatherings. And no budget, none of the stations and none of the, and not the national office have budgeted for this. We haven't had to because of COVID, but people are thinking about, hey, can we get back together again? So a lot of these things need to be addressed. We didn't used to have these standards. We do now. So there is now good guidance for those who wish to convene on an in-person basis. The other thing is that we have, the three officers have forwarded to all of the board chairs, vice chairs, and secretaries, an explanation of where the new bylaws are. Basically, they went into effect when the, court signed the settlement, which was April 10. There may be challenges in the court, but until one of those succeeds, these are the bylaws that are in place. And we forwarded to everybody a side-by-side chart, which is kind of an in-depth look at it for those who really want to understand what's different in the 2020s and the 2025. So, I think that'll be a useful thing. I also forwarded two reports. One was the affiliates report, which was presented at our last meeting, and the other was the executive director's detailed report. The most important thing to see in it is that our aged payables in her 4 years have gone from over $1 million to $400,000. So even though we're in difficult shape, that has been achieved basically by stations paying their own way and paying central services. So that's actually quite an accomplishment.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Susan. That takes us right almost to 8 o'clock. So our bylaws call for a 30-minute interval for public comment. This gives an opportunity for the public to address the board. It does not give an opportunity for the board to address the public. The rules are that we don't have personnel issues, ad hominem attacks, slander, name calling. You know, you should be kind. You should be nice. You can express opinions, but don't make it personal. If not, I'll give a warning, and then if that doesn't work, then we'll have to remove people. Board members are not allowed, unfortunately, to comment, speak, or respond. Each speaker may have 5 minutes. If after we've gone through the list of people that we still have time left, then speakers can have an additional time up to the 30 minutes. Let's see. And do we have members of the public? I see that we have at least a hand up. Mr. Harper, you have your hand up. Would you like to speak?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate the time. I was listening earlier to some of the board members, and my view on a lot of things that KPFT are doing is we're moving forward. We're not moving backwards. And I feel that, everybody that works at KPFT, all the volunteers should be commended for their efforts that they make, and especially during fun drive. I mean, on my show, Veterans of War Show, which I am the producer of, we always promote KPFT. We always encourage people to donate. And positive thinking is important rather than non-positive thinking. You know, togetherness and helping each other and promoting each other's show is the best way of getting KPFT, to reach goals. Right now, from what I understand from our interim general manager, that, we're almost to our goal. And yes, I know that we all are here to work together, and that's the way it should be. No matter what race, color, or creed that you are, it doesn't matter. We all bleed red. I mean, we're not, we're not above everybody else. Everybody together has to do their job. So, that's all that really needs to be said on that issue. In previous board meetings, from what I understand, we had people, saying that we're all racist and all that stuff. I don't like to be labeled. And I'm sure a lot of other people feel the same way. I mean, you don't have to label somebody to get your point across. You address the issue with that person, and you don't bring everybody else down in the process. So I'm just saying that we need to get our ducks in order without our volunteers working hard and helping each other, this station would collapse. So that's all I have right now at this particular time. And Mr. Chair, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for the comment. I appreciate that. We have Nancy, that's your number on there. You're on the phone. You can't raise your hand. Were you? Oh, you can actually. Okay. Would you like to go ahead?
1438?
Yes, please. You have the floor.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. I did not catch any announcements for this LSB meeting, which is should be announced. If it was announced, could the manager give the LSB, a rundown of when it was announced, or if it was not announced, an apology for not announcing it, because it should be announced. I mean, it should not be a closed meeting. And actually, the bylaw says the old bylaws. I haven't checked if the new bylaw says it. It's supposed to be on the air, and it used to be on the air, actually. It's supposed to be a community radio station, connection with the community, and have more public comments than just two of us so far. That would be so much better if we got more connection with our membership for programming, for outreach, for development, for everything. Okay. The LSB report to the listeners that's supposed to, the LSBs take turns in doing that has not been done yet. And that that was mandated by the PMB in either 2021 or 2020. I cannot remember which one. Can we please do that? And management would have to, you know, cooperate to allow this to happen. This is not happening. And having just the PMB chair talk is just not fair to the rest of the LSB members. Should be able to take turns. And we did that. We used to do that. And before this mandate was made, it's called the communications motion. And it would have a program for the COI and for the CAB, talk with the membership and get call-ins, discuss, communicate. And there are many big issues that are happening. And we also have this Pacifica in the Streets motion of the PMB in, I think, 2021. And it was the management manager organizes a team of volunteers who can go in the streets when there are spontaneous things happening or rallies, protest rallies, or like what's happening in L.A., and come on the air, maybe a 1 minute or 2 minute breaking news live. And this has not been made yet, but you know, we shouldn't wait. We should be prepared because this is horrible thing that's happening in LA. The Marines have been called in to treat or conduct or lead or arrest protesters at a federal building. It's crazy, but we should be prepared. We shouldn't be waiting for this to happen. And the programming, we need to have a programming committee. We could be organizing a lot of things that are happening. That's this school vouchers that passed in Houston Independent School District. This is a tragedy, but, you know, the pendulum may swing, but it won't swing the other way until Pacifica does something, because that's Pacifica. We take up radical things and fighting this, a lot of issues like District 18 has been kept empty of their special elections to replace their House of Rep. And Sheila Jackson Lee, who passed away, and then Sylvester Turner, who passed away, and the governor is just stalling. I mean, we could have a lot of new audiences with having town halls on such things of issues of the Houston Independent School District, the seat of 18 being emptied and not filled. There is a Juneteenth coming up, but what I heard from the managers, we haven't done anything planned, and that's where we need a programming committee. I mean, what are we going to do? Just pretend it just happens? I mean, my bank, Frost Bank, is closed on Juneteenth. Oh, I gotta go time. Back to you.
Well, that would be the time. Thank you. Do we have another member of the public who would like to address the board? I see.
Oh, yeah.
If you would like,
Okay, I wasn't sure if my audio was working. Okay, I'm Kurt Gerdrum, and I went to the KPFT party the other night, and I just wanted to point out a couple of things. That it was it was really great. There was a full house, and thoroughly enjoyable. I mean, I'll say one thing for KPFT, they know how to throw a party. I met a guy there who's apparently works with, or at least he's a friend of Rob Lee. Rob introduced us before the program really started. And this guy said how much he liked KPFT he talked about how he had contributed, but he said, you know, the thing that really gets to me is fund drives. He says, I just have to turn off the radio when you guys have a fund drive. And then he asked me, why do you have fund drives? So I had to do an elevator pitch, and he was really, you know, he really seemed interested. He was kind of amazed. You mean you've been doing this for over 50 years and, you know, and that's the source of your income, the sole source. And yeah, so he was really interested in the station. He wanted to know the history of it. And, you know, I was there to see Rodney Crowell and Guy Forsythe, but we had a few minutes, you know, before it started. So I gave him my best Reader's Digest version. And so then he comes up with this idea. He tells me, well, I'm a consultant and this is my turf. This is what I do. I like to fix things and improve things. He said, how about you and me get together and we'll figure out how to replace fund drives? And I laughed and I said, first, I'm retired. Second, I don't know. Third, if you've got any ideas, you know, we'd love to hear them. You know, I bet Sandy would really like that. And I did mention that we'd reduced the number of fund drives since Sandy's been the interim GM. So I'm kind of hoping that I can get Rob to get us together again, and maybe this guy really will come up with an idea. I kind of laughed him off when I first talked to him, but the more I think about it, it would be really nice if we got the guy interested and sort of brought him into the fold. He may actually, you know, be a valuable addition, or he may be a lot of talk. So I'll try to pursue that. Other than that, I wanted to mention something that's kind of strange. I've noticed that on the same program often, the audio levels will really vary seriously from one person to another who's on the air. And I don't know if there's anything can be done about that, or if they're, you know, if Howard or whoever's doing the board even knows that, or if anybody else has mentioned it. But it's really strange because you'll be listening to a program and the host will interview someone and that person will come in loud and clear, and then he'll interview the second person and it'll be a whisper. And so I run to the radio, turn up the volume, and then the host comes back on and blows out my eardrums. And I'm exaggerating a little, but there is a serious, you know, variation.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, does somebody know anything about that? No.
Sandy would be your guy to, and maybe he can address that after this time. Unfortunately, this is not a back and forth thing, but we'll appreciate the comment and we'll note the comment and see what we can do to get back on it.
Okay. Oh, by the way, is the fund drive doing well? Anybody? Well, there I go again. Sorry. Sir,
that takes us to about 5 minutes. If you have more, you can hang around. We'll come back around. But we do try to get people in who haven't had a chance to talk yet for 5 minutes. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Appreciate you here. Thank you.
Hang on. All right. Tom Harper, you have the floor.
Got my hand back up. Yes, sir. Kurt was talking about was negativity, and that we do not need. And I agree with Kurt. I definitely do. I mean, everybody works hard, and you know, you got to make your money. You got to go out, get on a job, and stuff like that. But there isn't any reason for negativity. You know, if you don't like KPFT, don't listen to KPFT. I see Kurt laughing and yeah, it's true. I mean, if you don't like our radio station, then, you know, go listen to something else, you know? I mean, you know, like I said, people work hard. All our volunteers work hard. Everybody. You know, you have staff recognition, you know, and a lot of our people in the office are working very hard. And my hat goes off to everybody that, you know, works at KPFT. So, you know, we don't need the negativity. We don't need all the chaos. And, you know, you work with everybody that, you know, here at KPFT, we're like a family, you know. We have the general manager who's the papa, and we have the Marlo who's the mama, and, you know. I mean, really, to tell you the truth, that's the way it is, the way it should be. So, okay, my time is up, I see. Thank you, Ron.
For pleasure. Thank you. Thanks, Tom, for that bit. We appreciate that. Nancy, you have your hand up. Would you like some additional time? You have the floor.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. The fun drive. I like fun drive time. And I liked it. What I liked about it was the historical stories. I mean, Kurt just reminded me, you know, that I would hear during fun drives. For example, when one of our reporters went to, I cannot remember whether it was, anyway, east of Houston, and washing machine exploded. There was fracking going on. This is a long time ago. And that reporter got damaged, some injury to his body, and he's moved on to Austin. But the water exploded, and I other stories well, this is a long time ago. Ray Hill was a burglar, and we had another volunteer at our station who was also a burglar, and they did not get along, but they robbed the same house on the same night and found each other, and after that they got to be really a good friendly toward each other. It's just kind of interesting stories like that. Other things, you know, KPFT used to be the go-to place. The Firemen Association, when they heard that Anise Parker, mayor, gave all her staff a raise, the equivalent of one and a half full-time salary, and they were not getting their raise, the firemen, they came to KPFT. And the youth radio, I think it was Luke Jones, he announced it. That's what I want that to happen again. For KPFT to be the go-to place for whistleblowing stories. There were other, well, there was the possum that was on the ceiling looking down at Bobby Madagas in the Lovett station. And then Jacqueline Batiste told me, well, there was a big black rat and he was hopping from that side to the other side of the kitchen in the conference room, and maybe not so funny, but we had so many stories, like Mary Thomas, when she was doing her Zydeco music show, and she had her chair all the way back, and she's leaning her head on the wall and looking out to the street. And then for some reason, she doesn't know why, she scooted up to the boards, and a shot came in and just barely missed it. It whizzed by her, the back of her chair, hit the wall, and ricocheted into the door. We had a bullet hole in that glass pane on the inside of that door, the same door we're using now, although I heard the pane was in it. And I said, well, what happened? How did you feel? And she said, well, I don't know why anybody want to shoot me. I'm not political. And the person who was before her was Cliff Smith, and he was part of SNCC, and he was part of the tail end of the Black Panthers. I mean, and his big sister dragged him on to the March on Selma, and he was registering little old black ladies, and he got put in prison in Mississippi, and then he didn't know how to tell his parents where he was. So one prisoner was discharging and wrote his telephone number on the bottom of his shoe, and because he couldn't remember it. I mean, really nice, interesting stories we've had about KPFT. I'm sure we have more. And I used to hear these stories during Fun Drive. And then that makes them more, you know, and then when you tell people we're paying, at that time we were paying $5,000 for tower rent. It's in a trailer over there in a cow pasture, I guess. Not cow pasture, but I mean, it's near Jersey Village. And I think it's now, what, $6,000 a month? Whereas New York is, I think, $14,000 a month. LA is even more. I mean, we need to tell people how much, you know, we're spending on things. Then I think they understand, and they understand we don't have monotonous commercials. I mean, 32 minutes of 1 hour is a commercials on coast to coast on KF.
Nancy,
oh, am I time up? Okay,
thank you. Thank you for your input. Then, do we have other members of the public who would like to address the board? I'm seeing things shift around, but I'm not seeing any hands go up. So let's see, Nancy does have her hand up. So,
yes,
I'd like if to you say would like that, to go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Anyway, at the Emancipation Park, there's an exhibit of Sheila Jackson Lee. And, I wish this could be announced on the air. Manager, can you make that happen? And there's Juneteenth is coming up, and are we caught with our pants down? Are we not going to do something? I haven't heard. I know these things come up all of a sudden, and everybody's busy because it's Fun Drive, but this is an important date. And the other stations are celebrating Juneteenth, especially last year it was WPFW. I listened to their presentation. It was really good. I think we should be doing something, and all these other very appropriate things, like Indigenous Day, and also, you know, the HD2 shows, they don't have carts on the FM, and that really, really is unfair, and it's not good for Fun Drive. If people know these shows are going on the HD2, then they will have some variety, you know. Another channel. We are the only Pacifica station with two channels. We have three, actually. And the other stations only have one. So why don't we tell people we have it? We need to have carts of the HD2 shows on the HD1. Please, 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 let's do that. The People's News is an excellent show of local news and interviews in the streets. It's really good. The CRD, Capitalism, Race, and Democracy, Wow, Monday's show was just mesmerizing. It's a collective. It's from people from all the stations. It's really important that we have these some kind of communication to the listeners that we have these other shows. So please, manager, please consider to tell your programmers, make a card, a 30-second card. And then the only Spanish language shows we have are on the HD2. We're going to be just decimating any kind of Spanish language interest programming in our station. And we lost a 50,000 CPP grant in 2015 because we did not have minority ethnic listenership according to those machines that are put in volunteer homes, and Nielsen can tell what they're listening to. The other stations don't have so much diversity, and Houston has the most diversity. So it's crazy that we don't have minority listenership. We have got to develop it, or we're going to be in bad shape. And the next census already, it's 43% in Harris County, Spanish language speaking, 33% white, 18% black. Keep that in mind. All the others are single digits. We need to prepare for the future, and we need to bring in the youth. So if we add visual, then they'll come. Let's have a programming committee to involve the students, involve more involvement, and promote our programming. Please, let's do this. Let's not. We have so much. We have a lot of people coming to Houston. We are growing. We are the fastest growing city of the other four stations. We're blossoming. The other stations are in cities that are dying. We have so much we can work with.
So Nancy, before you go on, sorry to interrupt your, you're on a roll there. Is there Kurt, Tom, anybody, we've got like just a couple of minutes left. Anybody have other things that they wanted to say, or are you good?
I don't have anything else, Ron. Okay. But I do agree with Nancy, though.
Okay. Not putting you on the spot, just wanting to make sure. Okay, Nancy, you have like one more minute.
Okay. Yeah, the HD2 telephone number has not come back yet. Is that possible so they can take call-ins? ThinkWing radio show, Mike Honig has done a really good job on that show. So many, he's talking nonstop, telling news of local interest that's you know, affecting us. And his show is supposed to be a call-in show, but, you know, no telephone. We used to have an HD2 telephone so he could do his show live and take calls. His show is I think it's two or three times on a week, and the People's News is three times a week. Anyway, we have some good shows. I think we need to promote them more. Thank you.
Got it. Thank you. Thanks for your input. That concludes for this board meeting, the public comment section. We look forward next month to our next session. Our item 10, the PNB director's report, I think we pretty much went through as far as I know. Susan, you're all set with that? Okay. So you don't have anything other. All right. Then that takes us to item 11, which is unfinished business. To the best of my knowledge, we don't have any unfinished business. Does anybody know of something that I do not? Ms. Young, yes, you're muted.
Yeah. There were a couple of things that I got a text from Anita Long, and she had planned to come and can't, so I'm requesting an excused absence on her behalf.
Okay, in that light, Are there objections to adding Anita Long to the list of excused absences? And not hearing any objection, then we'll make hers an excused absence.
Also, we've got Rockin' Sue. Stuart Nance.
Stuart's and here.
And Mary Ann's been able to rejoin us so she could give a governance report.
Stuart, can you have you say hello? Just to,
good evening.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You're good. Just for people that are just on the phone, wanted to make sure. And that is correct. We can circle back to governance. Mary Ann, you're on.
Thank you. I apologize. I had a power surge over here. As far as the governance committee, we met on May the 20th, and we had quorum for a short period of time, but then we lost our quorum. We were having discussions because we're still in the process of figuring out what direction we want to take and, of course, trying to get it together, you know. And at one point, I made a mistake of acknowledging somebody that, you know, I saw they had their hand up. They just had a phone number there. And it happened to be an individual from California who was making accusations and assumptions about myself that I didn't really appreciate. So at that point, you know, we no longer had quorum, so I did leave the meeting. And we had not set a date for the follow-up meeting, but it looks like we took care of that online. And so our next meeting will be on July the 8th, same time, same place. And that's the report. Would you like me to say anything about the Committee of Inclusion? Well, it's the same thing. The status on the Committee of Inclusion is the same. We're still, the members haven't decided on a date to have a meeting yet. So we're still on hold with that one. And that's the report.
Okay. Are you going to be able to get those folks together to try to set at least time for a first meeting and
Committee of Inclusion? I'm not sure, but, you know, I'm the PNB rep on the Committee of Inclusion. And then we also have three board members, which is Adriana and Lillian Kerr and PK, right? And so, you know, I'm not too sure what the protocol is. I'm not sure if the PNB representative is the one to organize the meeting. And I tried to do that, but we, you know, no one attended that meeting, that first meeting. So I'm waiting for the other members to get back with me to find out when they would like to meet, this point. But,
all right. I think then we can also maybe have a little discussion, maybe Susan, and we can get together and figure out like maybe what a good answer to that is. I don't know the answer to that either. Who heads that? And because that committee has also changed with the new bylaws. So, should take a look at that. All right. Thanks, Marianne. I appreciate your input on that.
And I apologize again. My phone got dropped here.
Welcome to Houston. So that's unfinished business. Do we have other unfinished business? PK, you have your hand up?
Well, it's kind of unfinished business. One of the things about the Committee of Governance is that, and this isn't just the Committee of Governance or any other committee, that when we don't get our way or when we hear something we don't like, we talk over each other or we, you know, scream and holler. And I was thinking we just did this bullying thing and here we are fighting and then you leave and nothing gets done and you try to do the best you can to at least address what the problems are. I understand what Marianne is saying when you hear that you did something. But wait and let them say it. And I realize that might hurt, but then you say something. I think that this running away is the thing that is not going to serve us well. Do we need agreements? Do we need to go through this again about how we talk to one another? Somebody was going blah, 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 blah. You know, it's chaos. We're not fifth graders. And right. Even fifth graders act better
right.
than that. So yeah. I think the unfinished business for me mm-hmm. has a lot to do with our humanity towards one another. Yes. What was that?
I think it was an echo. So to the best of my knowledge that, I don't know when the governance meeting then is set for, what did I write down?
July 8th.
Follow-up meeting now, July 8th. Oh, thank you. You found it just at the same time. And that will be just after the, I think there is a court case that, may or may not happen. So if, that will be right after that. So there should be hopefully results from it. It seems like, that's a move forward. We take a step forward.
Well, I wasn't quite
we're good.
Finished. I wasn't quite finished.
Do you have a motion or are we?
Yeah. I mean, well, I don't.
Okay.
You have to forgive me. The thing about motions is to come prepared for a motion. But until you hear something that can make a motion, that something can be made a motion out of, it becomes a little daunting. But I do want to make a point. And the point for me is always going to be about our better selves. Okay? And you might not agree with me, but I think that we ought to have some protocols that really have to do with when someone's talking, let them talk. Either put time limits on it or, you know, you, Ron, in your capacity, you're not necessarily on that committee, but on that capacity that you have as chair, you can kind of facilitate that, you know? And it's both and. It's not, I'm like my grandmother, the lesson I learned from my grandmother. If you ran to tell on somebody and you said, he hit me, my grandmother said, and what did you do? And she wasn't talking about what did you do after he hit you. She wanted to know what I did that spurred the person on to hippie. You know, sometimes common sense is missing because people are so sensitive.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We're going to make another try at that meeting and see how that goes. Rhonda, you have your hand up?
Yes, I do. Mr. Chair, I would like to suggest that we have a June governance committee meeting just because Mary Ann, you know, was concerned and took offense to the gentleman from another call signal called in and disrupted the meeting by which rather than Mary Ann adjourning the meeting, she just left the meeting and hung up. So anyway, but the point I'm making is this. We haven't really been having governance committee meetings. If you look at the history, even of last year at kpfgx.org, with regards to government's committee meetings. Long story short, let me not even go there with all that. We should have a June meeting. We didn't have a June meeting. We've only had two meetings and want two meetings right. The whole year.
Yeah. Unfortunately, so, the announcement time that is required no, there's for time to do having
that.
A meeting.
Time to do that. We can do
in
that
June?
Before. Yes. You only need 10 days notice.
Mr. And, Chair.
And
is that a motion? Yeah.
Hold on one more second.
What?
May I just comment that
yes.
That the committee adopted a policy in its first meeting of meeting every other month. So that the meeting, this last meeting, while it was not very helpful, the next meeting is in July. And as you pointed out, that July meeting will be after a lot of the argument was about the new bylaws and whether a July 3rd date was important. This meeting will happen after that. And so we'll have more information about
Susan,
what is the case with the 20. Rhonda, I'm speaking. Thank you. About whether what the situation is that everybody was arguing about. And the person who called from LA had no right to be on the call at all. And he was abusive to the committee chair. She had every reason to leave.
Well, Tori Mercer Tori Mercer was very abusive to everyone in the meeting.
Okay,
well,
that's
because, no, wrong.
Yeah.
He went on for 3 minutes saying F you, blah, blah, blah. Does any y'all know about that? How Tori behaved in that meeting? Clearly.
So, there is a governance meeting set for
the member out of order for arguing with the chair. I call the member out of order.
Susan, there's a meeting set for July 8th, my suggestion would be to come prepared with whatever motions, resolutions you would like to effect at that meeting, so that it's not a lot of arguing instead of actual movement. The way meetings and committees can get things done is to, you know, we adhere to Robert's Rules of Order, generally speaking. And with resolutions, motions, and approval by the committee, then you can move things out of the committee to this group. So that would be my suggestion. Other than that, I can't actually do anything for it.
Mr.
McCary?
I put my hand up. Mr. Chair, did you by any chance listen to the Governance Committee meeting on the archive?
I was in the first half of the meeting.
Did you hear Tori? Did you hear Tori?
I don't believe so.
Mr. Chair.
It's not going to change.
No, you know what?
There's a meeting set for July 8th.
Floor.
And it's been noticed.
Yeah, you know,
and it's
what?
On KPFTX.
Well, you know what? It was actually posted on KPFTX for the very following Tuesday, but someone had Otis take
the
meeting.
Please call the member out of order for not being recognized by the chair for speaking when not recognized by the chair.
Mr. Chair, can you
please call the member to order?
Rhonda, the next meeting will be on July 8th. PK,
please
you...
call the member to order. Call the member to order, please.
PK, did you?
Yeah, because this is just exactly what I'm talking about. You know, no offense, Susan. What you're doing is Ron's job. And I think that give him a chance to facilitate this That's the first thing. Rhonda, you had put your hand down and I actually was in front of you and was going to say what I'm saying now. We've got to stop this. We have to stop this. It's like, who are you telling on? Everybody has to be responsible for themselves. But we create this environment that, you know, one person is hated, but you don't do it to another person that does the same thing. Like when one person is going blah, 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 blah. We have to police ourselves. It's just, I mean, this is.
Agreed.
We've got too much at stake, guys. We have too much at stake. And I think
agreed. So
you need to, excuse me, I'm not quite finished. Sorry. I want to say this because I waited my turn, you know.
Agreed.
I think that you all need to apologize to each other and stop this. Stop this. Wait till somebody else finishes and then say what you need to say. That's one thing. I think we all are entitled to have a voice here. I'm hoping
thank you
that I can be the example. I'm 6'3". I can beat you all up, but I don't want to do that. Okay. I can walk away and say, you can have this, which a lot of people have done. I'm not trying to preach as much as I'm trying to offer a way we can do this. You might not like somebody, but you don't have to treat them like they're a pariah or whatever. That's ugly. And it pisses me off. It does. I'm sorry. You know, Marianne called me after that call. We had a call that was very, very respectful. It wasn't that I agreed or not agreed. We talked about it. And we want to work this together. But look at yourselves before you start pointing fingers at others, because you got three pointed back at you. And I'm sorry, but I just think that I had to finish this because I am not a teacher for grown-ups. I'm a teacher for little kids.
Thanks, PK. Yeah, it's my hope that we can launch this next meeting with a good start. And respectfully and move on from there. Teresa, you had a question? You're on mute.
I'm sorry. I believe we're finished. We're over time for new business.
Right. Okay.
I never got to talk.
You don't have your hand up right now, but, do you have some?
Well, I had mentioned I had some new business and I'll try to be.
You did.
Real quick.
Okay.
One, we've got the new bylaws. I'm hoping that we'll all focus on them. And if there is an issue, you know, I apologize for any infraction that anybody committed. But let's handle it not by hijacking a meeting. Let's handle it in a committee, or we'll ask for an agenda item to have that and get that approved. But here are just a couple of ideas. I'd like to focus on fundraising. You know, we're starting to make some real traction. I congratulate Sandy and the staff on doing that. I'd like to make some suggestions for some committees inside Teresa's development group. Different committees can work on things. One, an easy one and something that's super productive, are calling to lapsed donors. I'd like to formalize that. I'd like to get these board members to show up and whoever wants to, but we've got a small core of people that are doing it. It's super productive. I've done it. But let's try to get some people on programs like calling lapsed donors. Other ideas, maybe we should have some sort of committee or group that's going to talk about how to improve the sustainer program. Maybe Sandy doesn't want ideas on that, but we ought to be thinking about how to improve the sustainer program. It really will be the future lifeblood of what we have. And then I've mentioned this a couple of times. We need to be thinking of other ways of giving I'd like to form a committee. I don't know what it is, long-term planning, whatever it happens to be, different types of donations. We've talked about IRAs, talking about long-term planning. Right now, there's an opportunity from a listener that wants to, we're going to talk to their financial advisor, and we are going to hopefully get some sort of potentially multi-year gift to the station. I'd love to get more things like that. Love to get people naming us in wills, naming us as beneficiaries in IRAs. We have programs about in-kind, but back to IRAs and wills, we have 15, however many people on the board. We should be talking to everybody that we know that loves KPFT, and we should all be trained on how to talk in general about how to make such type of donations. So really, this, I don't want to take a lot of time, but these are some of the ideas I feel passionately about, and I think they could make a substantial difference. I rest. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate that. Let's see. Teresa, you have your hand up. Is it just still up or? Okay. It's not. So, appreciate those new items. I think they fit probably best in the development and outreach meeting. So bring them up.
If I could interject.
Yeah,
I think we have to get the board more involved, and I think they're going to be a subgroup of that. But I'd like to have board members reach out to me or you or whoever, but hopefully me, and say how they'd like to participate. I agree. This is not part of the direct board meeting here, but I'm pleading with the board members. Let's think about different ways of fundraising. And let's get involved, and, you know, maybe we need a retreat to talk about that for board members. In many other boards, that would be a fundamental responsibility. Matter of fact, in many boards, if you don't raise some X number of money per year, you have to write a check yourself. So I do apologize.
All right. Thank you for those. Thank you, Teresa, for that reminder. That is, as far as I know, our new business for this meeting. So, don't forget the old business. How about if we confirm the next LSB meeting is July 9th? Do I have an objection? With no objections, we'll make it July 9th. I have a motion to adjourn. Do I get a second?
Second.
All right. Thank you kindly. Not hearing objections to that. This meeting then is adjourned at 8:54 p.m. Thank you everyone for your time and for your input, and for your patience, and, join committee meetings and you can have input there as well. So thanks a lot. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night, all.